Jude chapter 1, 3 and 4. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. The redeemed are directed to earnestly contend for the faith and the grace of God found in the saving blood of Christ Jesus, God's only begotten Son, is that faith. Faith is by far the most valuable thing that one can possess. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is the very currency of the invisible kingdom of God. Without it, there is no access. But with faith, the doors of God's loving redemption swing open wide and sin and shame are washed away. Faith purchases a peace that passes understanding and fills a life with hope in the face of utter hopelessness and delivers a glorious purpose that is truly eternal. Faith purchases the power to live a holy, fulfilling life, the power to bind devils, to move mountains, and to satisfy your every need. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Are you born again? Are you ready to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of all who call upon Him in faith believing? Why not make your decision for life today? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Hebrews 4:3, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God said, Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it that men should fear before him. God said, Isaiah 51:6, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. God said, Romans 8:21 and 22, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Man said the Bible has no real relevance for students of science and higher learning. Who needs it? Now the record. A reoccurring theme on God Said, Man Said is that they always end up here. No matter how the sons of Adam wrangle, when it is all said and done, their latest discoveries end up inadvertently knocking on heaven's door, but they can't come in. When they begin to discern the answer, they discover that the sons and daughters of God are already there, firmly planted in the good earth of It Is Written. Thousands of years before man's science begins to comprehend, the God of all science stakes out the position of unchanging truth in His Word. Carnal man can change the names and phrases in an effort to assume originality, but their camouflage does not fool the childlike. In 1841, Sir Richard Owen coined the word dinosaur, which means terrible lizard, to describe the monstrous fossils that were being unearthed. Under this banner, a plethora of dinosaur-like creatures, including flying reptiles, began to populate. Prior to dinosaur, these creatures were known the world over as the Bible describes them, Leviathan, Behemoth, dragons, even fire-breathing dragons, cockatrice, fiery flying serpents, and more. Yes, they walked the earth with man, and of course we can prove it. Consider the following excerpts found in the God Said, Man Said feature, the mystery of why they end up here. God said, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." We are made out of dirt. Adam's name means red dirt. When Christian missionaries came upon the ancient Miatsu tribe of China, they were shocked when they discovered that they had an intricate genealogical record that traced their heritage back to the world's first man. The Miatsu said his name was Dirt. Science has confirmed that we are made out of dirt. God said, Genesis 2, 21 and 22, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man." When the medical world finds the need to perform bone grafts, a prime source of bone is the rib, which is filled with bone marrow, which produces life's essential red and white blood cells. Just recently, scientists discovered the impossible. They found male DNA in female brains. They are scratching their heads. How? God said, man said, suggest they consider the rib. God said, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living." Imagine the shock when microbiologists discovered that all humans on this earth have one common mother. This discovery had evolutionists running for the tall grass to concoct another explanation. Their original position was that life sprung up from all over the earth. God created one man, as noted earlier. Science also now confirms this. God said, according to the Bible's genealogical math and certain clear chronological markers, that the earth is just over 6,000 years old. Here reluctantly comes science. When the bodies of the last Russian Tsar, Nicholas II, and his family were exhumed and lab tested, scientists were shocked. When DNA testing was done, the mutation rate occurred at a much faster rate than imagined. Anne Gibbons, in a feature in Science, had this to say: "Regardless of the cause, evolutionists are most concerned about the effect of a faster mutation rate. For example, researchers have calculated that mitochondrial Eve, the woman whose mtDNA was ancestral to that of all living people, lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago in Africa. Using the new clock, she would be a mere 6,000 years old." End of quote. They always end up here. The Word of God defines laws and functions of nature that only the Creator himself could know. When scientists peered into the invisible with their powerful telescopes, they discovered DNA. DNA carries the instructions of life, instructions dispatched by a four-letter alphabet constructed in words, sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and volumes. The field of science dubbed DNA the Book of Life. This DNA is described so beautifully 3,000 years ago in Psalms 139:13-16. "For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them." The nature of the beginning of all things and the end of all things pertaining to this natural world are scientifically defined by two of science's most powerful laws. One is known as the first law of thermodynamics. The first law of thermodynamics is the law of the conservation of mass energy. It states that nothing is now being created or destroyed. Changes can take place, such as solids to liquids, etc., but the quantity of mass energy remains constant. 3,000 years ago, God's Word declares this law in Ecclesiastes 3:14. "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth that men should fear before him." The second law is known as the second law of thermodynamics, which basically states that all things go from order to disorder. Everything wears out and runs down. About 2,800 years ago, this law is defined in Isaiah 51:6. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Psalms 102, verses 25 through 27. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. No matter how the sons of Adam mock and ridicule the word of God, they always end up here. For over 6,000 years, Satan has paraded before the sons of Adam his most sophisticated champions to defy and decry the inerrant word of God. But he and his champions have failed time after miserable time. Surely the prayer of the psalmist was answered. Psalms 25:2 and 3, O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. God's word is true and righteous altogether, a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, Hebrews 4:3. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. God said, Ecclesiastes 3:14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. God said, Isaiah 51:6, Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. God said, Romans 8:21 and 22, Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption, unto the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Man said, The Bible has no real relevance for students of science and higher learning. Who needs it? Now you have the record.